Yishalmi Brachas Daf Yud Dalid. The Mark continues with the next line of the Mishnah. Makom Sha'amru Lahara. In a place the Chachamim said to be Marech, one is not supposed to be Mekatzer, and when one is supposed to be Mekatzer, one is not supposed to be Marech. And the Gemara gives several examples. Elu Brachos Shamarich Mehem. These are the Brachos that is the Lashon of the Braisa that you are Marechin. Which a Chazal will kovei an arika a longer bracha, brachos Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, the brachos in Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which we know is much longer than the regular Shemoneh Esrei, or brachos Tainat Tzibur, the bracha that's said in the Tainat Tzibur, and that is the proper thing. Now, just to understand, we talk about these brachos, referring to the additional psukim that were put in, to the brachos. Unlike some of the Mefarshim learned the Gemara that it just talked about the extra Zechiros that we say, Mikamoka, Zochenu Lechayim, that's the Arichos. But the Pashtus of the Gemara, at least according to the Pnei Moshe and the others, it refers to the additional Brachos that we say in those Shemoneh Esreis. So that when you're supposed to be Marek, that's the Halakos of Shemoneh Esrei was supposed to continue. The same thing with Birkos Tainus. And the Gemara is going to explain later what makes Birkos Tainus are additional ones. We'll say that in a few moments. The Gemara is going to be Birkos Shalom Nikr. The way a person makes a Brachos is Nikr, whether im Tamakokam hu im Boru, whether he's a Tamakokam or he's a Bur or he's Amaritz. Which means that if a person goes ahead and just adds Stam, is Marech with his own Hasafis in the Bracha, then he's a boor. Then he's someone who's an Am Haaretz. A person who adds his marich based upon the brachos that Chazal will kovea, that's the additional things that Chazal will kovea in those brachos, determines that a person is considered a Talmud Chacham. In other words, Pnei Moshe, Lashon is in marich hu b'makom she'en royal arich. If he's marich in a place that's not proper to be marich, and can't say, well, the Brisa says that brachos Rishonim Kippur are the brachos are to be ma'arich in them. No, that's a boor. They have to do arichas in the lashon, in the nusach that the chazal will kovea. Continues the Gemara. Elu brachos ha-mekatzim. What are the brachos that makatzim ban? Amorach al-mitzvah saperos. Brachos ha-mitzvah, brachos saperos is a very, very quick bracha. You make a bari priya eitz. You make a bracha al-mitzvah, al-neach tfilin. These are brachos that are makatzer, and not to add anything into those nuskos of those brachos. Or brachos hazimun, nor the brachos hazimun. Here we have a maklokas, what the brachos hazimun, what we're referring to. The brachos hazimun, or bracha achreina shal brachos hamazon akra hamazon, and the final bracha. Brachos hazimun, some of the mefarshim learn, it refers to the brachos that we add on in the Zimun, Rabosai Nevarech. We add on those brachos. You can't be married. You can't say Hashem's name, Elokeinu, unless you have a minion. So those are the brachos that we do not add on. And the other brachos that we talk about, additional brachos that would just be added during benching, that's not included. What's the bracha achrona? What's the last bracha of Birkas HaMazon? Again, number four, I should explain. This is Birkas HaYayin Al HaKos. Some of the bracha of Yayin al Kos is what you're supposed to be mevarech. That's the bracha. That's the small, short bracha. And others say it's the actual bracha, the last bracha of benching that we koveya. Because the Torah originally with Chazal koveya the brachos of Menat Torah, Birkas HaMazon. That is the first brachos. That is the first three brachos. We added the bracha Chachamim with Moisiv, the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv, and gave a very significant meduyik what brachos we would add. And later we added additional more. So those brachas we should not add on additional, say, just add on things in that tefillah and the last bracha, things that would not kovei itself. And we'll see. Get the Gemara to explain with that in a few moments as well. So we have a definitive rule. Brachas are the ones that are long. We should not be marri. Those are the ones we accept. We don't add. And the bracha are kids, so we don't add on to them to short brachas that chazal will kovei. So now the Gemara finds Melchorid is a steer in Menei Bay. Hokashal brachos mad mavarech. When we say that, look at these brachos of our brachos arika in the first one, the bracha we say, on these are the brachos that we shall allow to add, and we can add on. So that's mashma any other brachos that are not from the original longer brachos. Brachos, the bracha that we have, examples the Mara gave, which is on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, or Tainus, we don't add on. Mashma, that other brachos that we can add on. And yet, when you come to the Birchas ones that are Makatzer, it's only the ones Bar Pi Aitz, Bar Pi Agofen, Birchas HaMitzvahs, Mashman, a longer bracha we can hit on. So it's a stira in the two brachas itself. So the Gemara says, no, don't read it the stira that way. You have to read it differently. Amar Chizkio, Min HaMadatoni. That we learn in the Braisa, in a different Braisa, explains. Hamarech Hazem Ezeguna. Person who goes ahead and is marech more than what Chazal Koveya. We add on our own tefillos. That's Maguna. That's shameful. Makatzer Harezem Meshubach. A person who's Makatzer Brachos, then that's praiseworthy. That is praiseworthy. So the Gemara explains that the, what does that mean? Chadamer Zeshem Zeklal, that what's telling us is not a rule. In other words, it's telling you a statement. Don't learn out of the statement of the bracha, that a short bracha, that you can't add on, don't read it. It's not a klal, it's not a rule. So really, in other words, you can go ahead and you can add on a larger bracha, you can add on. Just on the short brachas, those themselves you can't add on, but don't read it as a rule, and therefore you come up with a stira between the longer ones and the shorter ones. About the middle ones, no, that's don't read it as a rule. Really, the middle ones you can add on, and that is really what the Gemara discusses, that we don't just add on in general brachos, in the halacha l'maisa, we don't really add on brachos. We can, in the brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, we have a certain nuskos that we say, and we try to follow the exact brachos of Chazal. We don't make a new bracha, but to be in on into the brachos that we can, that you're able to do. We'll see in the Gemara that there's certain brachos itself that we can in on. We're able to in on brachos, in on tefillos, unto the nusuk of the bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, that we are allowed to do. And don't read it as a rule that you can't add on based upon those. That is the way the Pnei Moshe learns the Gemara, learns the Kiddush of the Braisa. Shemoneh Ein Zeh Klal, Masha Amri LeBracha Makatzrin. Don't read that second, Lav Dafku. Don't read that second statement as something specific, only those. Don't read it as a klal, and therefore it's not a stira between the Reisha and the Seifa, and therefore the Braisa is to be understood. And Halacha L'maaseh that way, that we are allowed to add on extra words in the brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. We don't add on new brachos, but we can add on in Shema Koleinu and Rufa'enu. We are able to add on new tefillos, additional tefillos into what Chazal said. Says the Braisa, when it says on a tainus that was supposed to be lengthened, we lengthen the bracha of Goyel B'Yisrael. Again, the Gemara wants to question, what does that mean? That only in that bracha, we know that only when we have a tainus and we eat on the bracha of Goyel Yisrael, we have a whole bracha, Misha'ana, that we say in Shemoneh Esrei, we eat on the bracha of Misha'ana, Zavrama HaMaria, etc. So therefore that we eat on. Mashma, the other bracha, Shesh Enimos of Enutainah. But the other brachas that we say, especially on a tainus, that we should add on, in those days they were added on extra brachos, and we find them a second tainus, those brachas, Enimarech, and those we don't add on the extra. Mashma, that you can go ahead and add on in all brachos. Again, the Mishnah Masechus Tainus adds six brachos that we say on Shemoneh Esrei on a tainus. So we're talking about Lechari, we can add on to all of them, all six. And here we seem to say only in the bracha of Goel Yisrael, the one bracha that we have, and that you can't do. The Lashon in the Mishnah, in the second parak of Tainus, is Od Sheish Brachos, Zichronos, Shofros, etc. On those we can go ahead, you can be Maisib on. Mashba, that the others you can. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yosef, no, Shalot Toma. Really, then Akrami, they don't tell you, you can add on to all the brachos. Elamites telling you, Shalot Toma, you shouldn't say, Hurl the Me'ain Shemoneh Esrei, since this one is like Shemoneh Esrei, Yarchba, you can't add anything more to it. Therefore, the Fum Chayin Tzorach Meimar, Tzorach Laharech, but Goy Yisrael Betainus, that you're allowed to go ahead and add on to Goy Yisrael Betainus. In other words, since you would say that the other one, just like a regular Shemoneh Esrei, we can add on, brach, we can add on when we want to, but we don't add on to the Nusuk of the brook itself. So therefore, tells you, therefore, Goy Yisrael, you think you don't do that either? Kamash when you can. Which is referring to Halacha L'maaseh in our halacha, as brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that even though we don't add on in our Tainus Esther, in our Tainus Tzibur that we have today, we don't add on six brachos, we're not marik in additional brachos, but we do still be marik in the bracha that we say of Goel Yisrael, we are marik in the tefillah of Aneinu, that we do add on into that bracha itself. That is not a stira, and that is how we paskin the halacha itself, and this is the way that the way the Gemara has a question, the way the say the Charedim, the Pirush Charedim explains the Gemara's Kasha v'Teretz, and if you would think maybe you can't add on, the Mashmon tells you you can add on, you're able to add on the bracha that were Maisiv, is to add on the bracha of Goel B'Tainus, you can add Goel Yisrael, you can add on. That is the Gemara, Elu Brachos or Sokum, what the Gemara discusses. The halakha of the Brachos, the Gemara discusses a different aspect. What about bowing down when you say the bracha? So the Gemara says, this is the Lashon of the Braisa, Elu Brachos or Sokumam. These are the Brachos that you go ahead and you bow down. Which ones? Berishayna, in the first Brachos, Tchilah V'Sof. When you start Shemoneh Esrei, you bow down in the beginning, you say Baruch, at the end when you say Magen Avram, the beginning and the end. And the and modim chem modim tchilah v'sof. You do modim and then you bow down at the end when you say we close the bracha atov shem kolochan el hodos. So therefore, it's the same. It's one bracha of hodah, and therefore we can add on the words. Now lemaisa, the bracha where we say modim anachnu loch, when the first one explained this is hodah. It's not just thanking Kosh Baruch Hu, but it's bowing down modim that we bow down to you, we kneel to you. That the bracha is the end, the beginning and the end of the bracha, which refers to bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Steve, Asor al-Gabar bracha, that's only the brachas you do in the beginning and the end. What about Asor Chedek al-Bracha, the person wants to bow down on every single bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, right? Malam Dino Soshel Yeshua, we will teach him that he should not do so. It's wrong, we don't do so. What's the reason why? Why can't you bow down on each one? What's the problem? So the Mefarshim explain that there are two reasons that we find in Bava, in the Rishonim. One, number one, we'll think, Tosis in Rosh Hashanah brings down that Shlo Yovo La'akar Dirich HaChamim, Shlo Yomro Kolecha Meshachar. We'll think it'll be Oka Dirich HaChamim, that you should bow down by everyone. So there's no Takas Kama. Kama said to bow down in the beginning and in the Modim. You're going to bow down every time. It's like you're doing away disavowing the Takas HaChamim. And therefore, we don't want you to do that. We don't want you to knock out the Takas HaChamim. So we don't want you to. We stop you from bowing down. Also, a second reason brought down is we're afraid that Chashinu Liyahura will come down, Tosas Lashon is, you'll bow down. It looks like you're Baal Gaiva, that you're so humble that you're bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every single time, and therefore that would be inappropriate. That you're showing your humility, that you're able to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single time, that you feel so humble, that would be inappropriate. It looks like you're Baal Gaiva. Therefore, the reasons why we don't want you to bow down by each time in Shemoneh Esrei. Mara says, Rav Yitzchak bar Nachman, Ben Yeshua, Ben Levi, he says, in halacha, Kohen Gadol shakeach al kol sof shkol bracha bracha. Kohen Gadol bows down at the end of every bracha Shemoneh Esrei. And HaMelech rosh kol bracha bracha for sof kol bracha bracha. So a Kohen Gadol bows down at the end of every bracha. Why? Says the Charedim, kol mashukod b'yoset. So I'll hear Ashpil Atzmo. God's lesson of Rashi, that whenever a person is greater, a Kohen Gadol is greater than a regular person, you have to mashpi yourself even more. And therefore, you Kohen Gadol bows down at the on each of the brachas. Even though a regular person, we don't want you to, a Kohen Gadol can. A Melech, even further. Rosh kol bracha u bracha, v'sof kol bracha bracha. He does it in the beginning and the end of every bracha. He does both. Why should a Melech be doing more? And the Gemara is going to explain what's the dinner of a Melech. A Melech does more because he's even greater. He's the Melech. He's a king can become very, very haughty. And if he has to bow down at the end of each bracha. And the Gemara will give an example of where we see a Melech, where the source of a Melech bowing down at each bracha, after humbling yourself even more. Similar to Yeshua Levi, a Melech Shur Makareya, a king that bows down. Eno Niskaf Atchur Mashim Kut Filoso. He doesn't, not just that he bows down at the beginning and the end of every bracha, but rather a king that bows down when he starts beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, he bows down, and Eno Niskaf, he don't stand up, straighten out, until Mashim Kut Filoso, he finished the entire Shemoneh Esrei. My timer, what's the reason for this? What's the base of this? We find in a pasuk that we have by Shlomo HaMelech, that the Navi says in Malachim, Yekal Shlomo L'spal Hashem L'tfila, at the Chinuch, when Shlomo HaMelech came to bow down at the Chinuchas HaMizbeach, HaBeis HaMikdash, he said, Kom L'tnei HaMizbeach, Hashem Kar Kol Beruchav. He stood up while he was kneeling down the entire Tfila Shemoneh Esrei, and then afterwards he stood up straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it shows that he was the one who bowed down, because a king has to be so humble. And therefore, he bent on the entire Shemoneh Esrei, even though that means he went on his knees. And that we don't do. We're not saying a king here should go on his knees. A king should just bow down. But he did even more. But we learn from there that if we're a king who bows down, should go ahead and straighten himself up only after the entire Shemoneh Esrei. And by the way, this is the marker we find in Halacha. You look at the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down Yerach HaShulchan. There's a marker for a person, especially when it's Rosh Hashanah, and you're davening Shemoneh Esrei in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Melech Malkei Amalekim. So we bow down. Some people bend their heads the entire Shemoneh Esrei, the entire way, like a melech, bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's recognizing his Malchus. And therefore, you, the minute comes from the entire, to be able to bend down the entire time. Says the Gemara, the halacha we find over here that Shlomo HaMelech, Mikro al Barakov, he went ahead, he knelt on his knees. What do you mean he knelt? What are we talking about? The idea of kneeling. What is this Lashon? Mikro al Barakov. The Lashon Kriya, kneeling down. So we find in the Lashon of that he stood up. What's the Lashon? We find two different Lashonos of kneeling. Ezu Kriya, the Ezu Kriya. One is a Lashon of Kriya, which he says, Makareya al Birchav, which is also a Lashon of kneeling down. We have two Lashonos that we use in the Psukim of kneeling down. One is a Lashon of Nichra, Abod Nishtachva of Nichra of Nei Hashem. One is a Lashon of Kriya, and one is a Lashon of Berichia. What is the Lashon of Kriya? What's Lashon of Bericha? What is the difference between these two different ways of bowing down? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chia, they were actually differences. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi, Herod, Berichel of Rabbo, Rabbi Chia, the great, stood up. What he did was he showed to his Rebbe, in front of Rebbe, he showed what Bericha is. And he became a cripple. And then his Rabbi became healed. Rabbi Levi Bar Sisi, Herod, Kriel of Rebbe, he went out for Rebbe and showed what Kriya is, how he demonstrated what Kriya is. The Nifstaf Lonis Rabbi, and therefore he became crippled, and he did not get better. He did not heal. Now, the Gemara Vais does that these two different ways of performing this malacha, this type of kneeling, and one form, Shlomo HaMelech seems did both, and we don't know which one is which. So it says that that you see one was better, one was worse than the other. In other words, he was demonstrating originally Bericha, so then he went ahead, he got better. And then Kriya, he didn't get better. So someone learned that that is obviously much worse of a, much more difficult, the crippling injury, that it was even worse, that it was much more difficult to do, that he was not able to be healed from it. And therefore, this is a two different ways of bowing down, of kneeling. And Shlomo HaMelech, we'll see, the Gemara explain, did both of these things. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara is going to explain a little bit that one of the things that, reason why he didn't get healed, not so much because this thing was worse, but we'll see, the Gemara says there's another reason why he didn't get healed, because it was a little bit about Gaiva. The Gemara will explain in a moment. Let's see the Gemara a little further. Kappa, process HaShemayim. The Gemara says that when Shlomo HaMelech bowed down, unless he did so with his hands spread Shemayim towards the heavens. Amar Rav Aibo could go in Hadein, Naktim Oyoime. When he davened, he did it bent over in a way, Naktim, could they Naktim? What does that mean? So again, the Mefarshim explain here, the Pei Moshe says, Kein HaManukot Umetsuya Lakosel, Kachi Ome Boti Tnuana, that he went ahead with such ema, such fear, and such Yerah Shemayim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he spread his hands in Shemayim in a way that's like almost like a crippling thing, that it looked like a crippled person. He didn't spread his hands wide, like a person could spread his hands wide, but rather he spread them close together, which is a way a crippled person shows that he can't, doesn't have the ability, person who suffers from arthritis, doesn't have the ability to spread his hands wide. It's even with greater humility that his hands like the torch Shemayim, says Pnei Moshe, and yet he didn't knelt in such a way where it was so difficult to raise his hands spread out because he was balancing on his knees all the way down and yet could not raise his hands spread out. He didn't have the balance to do that. And therefore, that was a way that his hands looked like a person who was, crippled, arthritic, crippled from arthritis, that can't spread his hands all the way. And that's the way Shlomo HaMelech did it, the ultimate of Hakna in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the Gemara says, this way, Mefarshim explained, the Gemara Megillah explains this kriya that he did was a kriya that he was not just on his knees, but rather he put his hands on the ground, in such a way, his balanced on his thumbs and was not able to, like, the hands couldn't hold you up, but literally your thighs, you had to put all the pressure on your side. You had to be in tremendous, tremendous physical shape to be able to do so. The only ones that could do so are either ones who are incredibly strong or who are literally crippled in a way that they can't, it looks like someone who can't do so properly, can't raise his hands properly, almost like bent out of shape. That was the way he did so. Amar Rabbi Elazar, another way to explain it, kapayim halalu, the way he spread out his hands, shlo nitfu b'binyan beis hamikdash klum, was the reason why he did that, not so much in a humility, but rather he did so in a way that showed, like, spread, opened his hands to Shemayim, where the Gemara says, where to show that I didn't take anything. In other words, my father opened up his treasure house to use for the Beis HaMikdash, building of the Beis HaMikdash, to use all his riches for the Beis HaMikdash, and yet he wanted to show my hands are open, my palms are open, that I didn't take anything, no money did I take for myself. Everything was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything was for the Beis HaMikdash. And he wanted to show that in the way that he bowed. So the Gemara explains in Mefarshim, quotes in the Gemara Megillah, that Levi, the reason why he didn't get healed was because he spoke a little bit arrogantly the way he turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sort of a demand, a tefillah that was demanding, and was not the proper way to respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, on his level, and therefore he wasn't, even though he did so but Torah's tefillah, he was not healed from the difficulty, the way his body had to be bent in such a difficult way. He couldn't straighten out later. He wasn't healed because of that additional fact that he didn't speak properly. Another halacha is when a person bows down, when the Shliach Tzibur says modim, everyone bows down with him together, bo'da. You bow down when he says modim. Which, as long as they're saying the word modim, that's what you do. So not when you just, not because he's bowing down, but when you're saying modim together with the bracha with the chazan, you bow down together with him in the tefillas modim. We of course bow down, say modim. We'll see in a moment. We say modim with the Shliach Tzibur. We say a modim drabanan, and therefore that is the process. We bow down together. It's like we're bowing down together with the chazan himself. So the Gemara explains this halacha that we say that you bow down together with the chazal, with the Shliach Tzibur. I mean, but when you bow down together with him, so the halacha is you bow down together with him. Just the beginning part of modim. Rav Zira took it to another level. Sava lekurave. He wanted to go ahead and bow down together with him. He would be together the entire time. Lekreve, he wanted to go ahead and wait for the chazit. So he would bow down slowly from the beginning of modim and say it very slowly until he can get up together, continue bowing down when the chazit bows down to the second end of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Atov Shem Kol Gan El Hodos, the way we do it. But if the chazit does that, he would stay bent down to be able to do so together with the chazit. He would continue it, say it together, modim together with there, so that he could be patiently waiting to do it together, to get up together with the chazan. That was a chumra that he took upon himself to do so. Now, again, it's not the way we do it. We don't do that. We bow down when we start modim drabanan. But he was machmir al atzmo to do that even more, to be able to go ahead and conclude together with the tefillah drabanan. So the Gemara says that the Rabbi Yassid Kadei Salak Lahaka, Gemara says a Maisa that when Yassid came to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, Hamtin Gachonin Malachshin, he saw that the people when they said Modim to Rabbanon, bowing down, they were saying Modim, they were staying there. It took a long time. They were murmuring for a long time. I'm a loin man din lechisha. He said to them, "What's going on? What is this thing you're saying? That's so long. You're murmuring. Your lips are moving for so long. What's taking so long?" Now the Mefarshim explained the Gemara's kasha is he also said the modim drabanan, but there was he said a short version and it got up quickly. But they seem to be saying something very long, and the Gemara is going to give several different lashonos that are much longer, and therefore they were saying all of that. So he's wondering, what are they saying? So it's the Gemara, what's your kasha? What were you wondering? Didn't you see what Rabbi Chelbo said? Now again, Rabbi Chelbo is another version of the long period of what the Chachamim, what people said in the Modern Rabbanon. And the Gemara gives several different examples of different tefillos. Rav Shimon b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yemiyo says one nusak was Rav Chanina b'shem Rav Masha. Some say Rav Chanina b'shem Rav Masha. Chanina Maya b'shem Rav Soti. Some say Rav Chiyah said the name Rav Samoy. Some said it was the Chavreim. The Chavreim said it. Chachamim said the name Rav Samoy. What did they say? A longer tefila. Mod menach loch. Adon kalabrios. Elokah kol tishbachos. Tzur olamim. The rock of the world. Chai olamim. Yotzer bereishis. Mechayim esim. Shechitanu v'ki amtanu. They said all these extra words that some of them were familiar with that we have in Adra, but we don't have all of these words. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should graciously help us, allow us to come close to you, to thank you, to praise you. This was the lengthier tefillah of the Nusach Modern Rabbanon that they said, that these people said. So again, this was the longer tefillah, and we end with Baruch Hilodos, the way we have it in our Gemara, and I don't know, Sukkot, and Asadura. Then there was another version. Because, bro, my lips should rejoice, because I sing for you, the soul which you have redeemed. Baruch Hashem Hilodos. They added those words into the tefillah. Rav Shmuel bar Namina b'shem Rav Akla said another version. Hodoya l'shem u'shevach l'shmecha. Thank you, Akash Breistu. L'kha gadu l'kha gvur l'kha teferes. Yiratzum l'funecha Hashem l'kenu v'l'kei avaseinu. Shetasmichenu mitvilaseinu. You should arise, let us rise up from our falling, from our nefila, v'zizvenu mitvilaseinu. Straighten us up from our being bent over. Ketahu somek neiflim. You are the ones who are somek neiflim. V'zekev kufufim. Umale Rachma, you're full of compassion, and old Mavado, Baruch Ato Hashem, Kael Hodos. That was the version, the Nusach that they had in the Lashon HaDerabbanan, in the Modern Rabbanan. Bar Kafra says another one. To you, we bow down to you, kneel to you. Kafifa, we bow down to you, we bend to you. We bow down to you and baricha to you, kneel to you. Ko Hashem Agdula Vagvuat Fezanetz of Ahod, Yichol Bashmaim Baretz, Lecha Amim Hashem Emlachim Mesnasi Lecha Rosh, Veosha Kavu Milfanecha, Veatamosha Bakol, Veyecha Koyach Ugvura, Veyotka Lekadeh Lekazek Lakol, Veatoa Akenu Modem Anach Lok, Mahal Mashem Tematecha. These words are all familiar to us because we say this every single day, and by Baruch David in Pesukim Dezimra. We bow down to you with all our hearts and our souls. These are psukim words that we say in Nishmas every single Shabbos. And every Shem and Yom Tov. All my limbs bow down to you. I praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, deliver us from the strength and the poor Vani Veyom. Deliver us from being poor and Evyom Migozo. And the person who goes ahead and where his poverty robs him of any dignity, of any self-respect. Save us from that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Save us, protect us from that. Baruch Hashem, Hakel, Odos. So again, a much longer version that we have. So we have many different versions. So what's Gemara saying? What are you saying that want to know what they were doing? What was he asking? Why are you asking them what they were? Why they were murmuring so long? There are all these different versions, nuschos of the Modern Rabbanon. I'm Rav Yudon, Nagin Rabbanon, Amir Kulan. Because there, the Chum and Eretz Yisrael, when no one can say all of these together. Visti Amun, and some say Hanahada Ohada. Some say you can say whichever one you want. Pick one or the other. Don't say all of them. Pick one. But there in Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, so he himself, he also came to Eretz Yisrael, he had one minute to have one Nusach, to say one of these Nuschos, so it was pretty quick, and he finished earlier. But then he saw everyone still going on so long, because they had a minute to go ahead and do all of them, combine all these different Nuschos, and therefore it was continuing much longer, and therefore he wanted to know what they were doing. So again, obviously, L'alokha L'maisa, we have a version that we adopted in Ashad Shadurim, which is what Chazal would convey on, a shorter, incorporating some of these words of the different versions that we saw. But Maisa, we follow the Nusach that we have, and this is the Modim Rabbanan we say, and it's we should not be Moisiv, it will be Marek anymore of the Lashonis that we're Makabal, that we have in Amasera, but this is the way Chachamim did it in that particular time. We'll stop over here.